Well, they start, what I had read in the paper, that disease, they came from South America, from cattle that were shipped to Mexico. And they start having that in Mexico, you see. And before they get that sickness came in here, the United States sent inspectors and equipment and things like that to combat all those kind of disease there with the Mexican cattle. And they sacrificed all the cattle there, most of it. You see where they find, if they find an animal in a ranch there with hoof and mouth disease, they condemn the whole cattle. And they kill all that cattle. And the United States get big equipment there, tractors and things like that, and they make big dams or whatever you want to call them, to bury all that cattle there. And oxen, they use a lot of oxen there for farming and to put in cars with them. They gave all those oxen there, and the government had to give mules there to work with them. And I know some of my friends there, they went over there to Mexico to work on the farmer and things by the United States, you see, like inspectors there, and they had a lot of trouble sometimes there with the owners of the cattle. They don't want their cattle to be killed, you see, and they have to take soldiers there to sacrifice all their cattle. Naturally, the government gives some, pay some of that, you see, but not enough. They don't consider not enough. For instance, if a farmer was farming there and using oxen, he don't know how to do it with the mules. That's going to be some kind of difficult to him. And most of the time, the mules they fall to them, they were wild mules, they had to break them. They don't know how to work with them. They had a lot of trouble there. But by and by, I believe they start doing that work, and now they are big concern working using tractors in Mexico and things like that, you see. But it was a lot of trouble there to eradicate that disease there. That is considered to eradicate it now. And now another thing that came with that sacrifice they made, now they had a better breed of cattle there, you see. They started shipping bulls from here, from the United States, and all kind of, what do you call them, spices, with spices you do, like Brahma and cheddar rice. They export that kind of cattle there from France, I think, and Angus from here, from the United States. In other words, they improved the cattle industry in Mexico after that disease, you see.
So that uplifted the whole industry.
Yes, sir.
That's very interesting. Now, what else comes across from Mexico like that? When you were a child, could you swim across the river?
Yes, sir.
Did you do that often?
Yes, sir. You would go very often there. That's some kind of a sport we had.
what was on the other side?
That's a small town called San Ignacio.
Oh, so San Ignacio.
Yeah, no, San Ignacio, Mexico, see.
Well, is it there now?
Yes, but not as big as it was before. After the revolution, you see, one of the factions, I remember, General Guardiola from the Huertas, from the federal government, they burn all the chats and all the houses on the other side. And now there are a few buildings there, and they are doing small farming, but most of it is ranching there now.
Tell me about the ranching around here. Has it changed?
Not much.
You think it's about the same as it's always been?
Yeah, more or less the same way. It's the only way that